Good afternoon and welcome to the market close report for Monday, the 16th of January. Well, the market's winning streak very much remains intact. The Aussie market on Monday actually rose quite strongly. We had the ASX 200 up 60 points, 0.8% higher, closing the day at 7,388 points. We had the broader All Ordinaries Index lifting in the order of 0.86% and closed above 7,600 points. What this means is our market is now on a four-day winning streak. We hit a five-week high last Friday and the gains were sufficient today to get above the December highs, and that means we've hit an 8.5 month in the high in the process. So a remarkable start to January. Whether or not it lasts, of course, is a different story altogether. But for the time being, we're up about 5% in Jan, which means we've done almost enough to recoup all of the losses that were recorded over the course of 2022. We'll just have to wait and see if this lasts or if it fades quite quickly from these levels. If we look at the different sectors on our market today, we had gains everywhere. All 11 sectors were higher. Reasonable gains coming through from most sectors, but there were a few that stood out. The tech sector, which is one of the most sensitive to interest rate hikes, rose 1.8%. Healthcare stocks, which tend to be seen as a bit more of a defensive area, rose about 1.4%. And energy stocks also rose by about 1.5%. Now let's turn our attention to the best and also worst performers as far as their share price movements today are concerned. Now, there are four stocks that received a bit of attention, more than this, but these are four that we've got here that we're going to discuss because they've all received, came out with some sort of update or something significant happened on the market on Monday for them. Super Retail Group is one of them. It actually rose about 7.7% on our market today. Now, that's because it came out with an update this morning and essentially said that it's had record sales in the lead up to Christmas across and improvements across pretty much all of its brands. Supercheap Auto, Rebel, BCF and Macpac all recording some solid improvements. It must be said as well that this is the time of year heading into February that we're going to be hearing probably from many companies every couple of days that tell investors, you know, what to expect basically in the February profit reporting season, especially if they make changes to their forecast. So Super Retail Group was one of them, and that's why we had that aggressive improvement. Tyro Payments was another. This is one of the larger FPOS terminal providers outside of the big four banks. Really struggled actually during the pandemic, partly because of some tech issues, but also the fact that people were staying at home and they weren't using FPOS terminals anywhere near as much as in the past. But today, look, it rose 6.9%, became much more optimistic about its profits for the year and its revenues for the half. So that certainly was helpful for the stock. Woodside Energy, another standout, the largest stock in that energy space. That was a real driver of that energy sector that we talked about on the prior slide, but rose about 1.6%. partly being driven by seven consecutive days of gains in the oil price. And BHP, well, look, it only rose modestly today by about 0.1%. The reason it's on this list, though, is because it cracked $50 per share for the first time ever this morning. So another record high for our largest miner and largest stock on our share market. Now, if we look at some of the losers on our market, these four received a bit of attention. Baby Bunting, not the biggest company, but look, it fell 11.5% today, some really significant declines. Also came out with a trading update and said that it had a disappointing Christmas. It warned of a big drop in profits for the first half of the year to about $5 million compared to $12.5 million a year earlier. Fortescue Metals, another underperformer, it fell in the order of 2% today. Now, what happened with the iron ore miners was interesting because they weren't doing too badly until around lunchtime, when a Bloomberg report was released suggesting that there could be tighter regulations or restrictions and oversight coming through from Chinese officials on iron ore prices, which have rallied by about 50% in a couple of months. And China's the big buyer of iron ore, about 70 to 75% of the world's supply is bought by them. So that's why that's important, and that's why we had a bit of a decline coming through from Fortescue. Core Lithium, caught up in the lithium sell-off, it basically has fallen about 6%. And Webjet, down about 1.3% today, but it must be said that it actually hit a 52-week high in the last month or so. Some other stocks we should probably mention, some of the banks which really helped to support the market. We had some solid gains coming through from ANZ today that basically helped to keep the market positive. Now, if we turn our attention to currencies, a mixed bag in overnight trade. The Aussie dollar a bit weaker, but it's sitting about 69.7 US cents. So roughly still around a 5-month high against the greenback, a little weaker against the Kiwi, a little stronger against the yen, and mixed against both the sterling and also the euro. Now, if we turn our attention to what's ahead, this is going to be quite a massive week for markets around the world. But keep in mind, tonight, the US share market will be shut completely because of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. So that means tomorrow we'll be looking to the European markets to give us a little bit of a lead. For the rest of the week, there are three big things to really watch for. Tomorrow is going to be one of them. That's basically at around 1 p.m. Sydney time. We're going to get the most important updates on China's economy, which tell us how they performed in the tail end of last year. Probably not going to be pretty because of the COVID lockdowns, but on January the 8th, there were basically restrictions that started, maybe not restrictions easing, but the borders reopened across China. That's been quite helpful. But we're still going to get an update on how they did in December and the December quarter as well. On Thursday, we get an update on Aussie jobs growth, which is probably going to show that there were about 22,000 to about 25,000 jobs added last month. The stronger the data is, potentially, we might see a little bit of a sell-off in markets because it could mean rate hikes. That's how markets might interpret it. And thirdly, the US earnings season will ramp up a bit. So we've got stocks like Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and Netflix out with their results. On that note, everyone, have a great week, have a great evening, and we'll do this again tomorrow.